Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. How to raise your prices strategically with inflation happening right now. Welcome back to Foot Traffic. If you're brand new to me, welcome. My name is Stacey Tuschel. And here at Foot Traffic, we help small business powerhouses get more customers in the door, more profit in their pocket, and more happiness in their homes through well-oiled operations. And I'm excited to talk about today's topic because I've been getting a lot of questions about raising fees. Now, raising our prices can be incredibly difficult. What's crazy is inflation is such a real thing right now, and everyone is raising their prices. I mean, I have walked into every place I frequent, and there's a sign like doggy daycare, my nail salon, my massages went up, like you name it, everybody is raising their rates. And yet, we still, as small business owners, are like, but can I raise my rates? And what are they going to think? And how much can I raise it? And all the things. So, it's crazy, and we've got to stop this nonsense, and we've got to make sure we're doing the math and making sure that with inflation, we can still keep doing what we're doing and figuring out what price we need to go to. Now, I got a question. Somebody said, do I have to make a big announcement? Like, if I want to, do I announce, by the way, prices are going up? Here's what I would say to that. If somebody is paying on subscription, yes, give people a warning or a heads up. Let them know when it's going to take effect. So with my studio, I wouldn't have to say, hey, prices have increased. Like what we'll do is for 2022, we're on a school year schedule. Sometime in maybe April or May, we will post next year's schedule with next year's pricing. I do not say, by the way, notice the big price increase, right? It's just like, here's the schedule and here's what we're charging. Okay. Now here's what I'll tell you. I have two girls that go to gymnastics and I have no idea what I'm paying on a monthly basis. It's somewhere around like 175-ish, I think. Okay. But I also don't know what I pay separately because there's a second child discount. So if the gymnastics studio sent me next year's fees and didn't say if they were raising or not, and the first child price point was a certain amount, I would have no idea if they raise their rates or not because I pay for two kids. And even though I pay for two kids, I still think it's around 175, but I could be totally wrong. Okay. So there are some situations where you don't need to say, hey, we've recently raised our rate. Like you don't need to say that. Okay. Now, also in my type of business, I could immediately raise prices for new customers, right? So they have no idea what it used to be. So you don't have to make like, even at the massage place, I don't know that I would have put this massive note, like prices are increasing on this date, right? Because somebody new coming in doesn't know that the prices are rising. They didn't know what they were before, right? So I would just say, really think about how do you need to announce it and who do you need to tell? Now, yes, if somebody is paying $59 a month to come to you, you don't just charge them $79 and not say anything, right? You're going to let them know, hey, and I really think a 90-day notice would be amazing. But if you've been procrastinating for too long and you're going, no, I'm losing money, then you need to tell them. But you also need to give them the opportunity to say, I can't afford this. I'm not interested. Okay. So just be aware of that. Now, you can absolutely lock people into old rates and just charge new people. But again, business is math. We don't want to be losing money on certain people because you're grandfathering them in and feeling bad. Okay. I will say too, this definitely happens. We just had somebody who wanted to join our Powerhouse Mastermind. She had inquired years ago and she was shocked that there was a new price, right? Now, if she would have bought years ago, she would have been grandfathered in, but we explained like our price is also increasing soon again because of inflation. We are an events company. We go, like we do all these things. We pay for renting these places and charging like the videographers and photographers and all the things, right? All of their fees are increasing, which means we have to increase our cost, right? So people are disappointed when they know they missed out, but they also know they've got nobody to blame but themselves. So before you go and raise that rate because of inflation, if the current numbers still work, make an announcement. Last call, our price is going up to X. If you want to grab it at the old price point, do it now. You may get an influx of people buying because of that. Now, again, if the current math isn't working, you don't want an influx of people buying. Okay. Now, somebody had asked me, how high can I go? What percentage am I allowed to jump up to? Okay. It's so funny. Like, am I allowed? What? Give me permission, right? You can do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter how big of a jump, go where it needs to be. It doesn't matter what your competitors are. Here's the thing. Everybody looks at their competitors' pricing. And when you think about it, it's kind of like the not smart, I don't want to say dumbest, but I feel like I have to just because I don't even know what other word to say. But like the least intelligent person almost sets the price because they go low. So then everybody's like, oh, I could never be this much because in our area, this person charges 185. It's like, well, she doesn't know how to do math. So yes, she's charging 185, but it should really be 225, right? So please do not use this based off of your competitor. Let them be completely irrelevant and make your value be so much bigger that it doesn't matter what your competitors charge, okay? So anyway, one time at the studio, we raised our prices by 50%. We jumped from $30 to $45. So I had somebody say like, do you think I could jump 20%? That seems extreme. Well, I jumped 50. Okay. That was where it needed to be. It was just a massive discount and I was super underpriced. So I jumped up. Okay. Now, will some people be mad by a 25% or a 50% increase or any of that? Yes, I'm sure. Okay. But here's the best part. When you raise your prices, you can afford to lose some people. I would always do the math when I was in this, you know, I was very nervous to do this and I would do the math and I would say, okay, so if I have, you know, if I was $30 an hour and I had 200 people, I'm bringing in $6,000 a month. But if I charge 45, I actually only need 133 people to bring in the same amount, right? And I would see that I would feel so much better because I knew I wasn't going to lose 67 clients. I might lose a handful, which means I will bring in more money, right? And in fact, when I did this specific one, I was very nervous to do this, but I had a mentor saying, you've got to, like, this is insane. You've got to raise it. So out of all the people, a lot of people said, I was wondering when you were going to raise your prices. Like they knew I was too cheap. Okay. But they're not going to tell you, you should raise your prices. And then I had one guy, a dad, who was very rude about it. And here's what's funny. He was rude and he complained, but he still paid it. He actually continued to pay it, right? So don't think this is going to be the biggest disaster. You're going to lose. You're probably going to still make more money. All right. So the question becomes, or I should first say before I give you some homework here, do what you need to do for your business, right? I don't remember where I saw this, but somebody had said like, my business is not immune to inflation. And unfortunately, we have to raise our rates too, right? So here's the thing. Your 2021 numbers may not work for you in 2022. Right? And if you're not doing math correctly, it's going to kill your business. You better figure out where your business is being affected by inflation and adjust accordingly, right? Now is the time to do it because everybody expects it. Here's the worst thing that I see people doing sometimes. They think, I can't do it. I can't do it. I've got to keep right where I am. I just raised my prices. I couldn't raise it again. So they stay. But what happens is a couple of years, you're like, no, I really have to raise it. And people are so over the raising of prices that in a couple of years, they'll forget you didn't raise them. And they're thinking, oh my goodness, she's raising them again, right? So now is the time to do it when everybody is expecting it. Okay. So some actionable to-dos that I want you thinking about. Number one, where has inflation affected your business? It would be really easy in my online business to think, we're fine. Nothing's been affected. That's not true. We rent facilities, we buy lunches, we buy dinners, we hire out certain people that have also raised their rates, right? So these are things we have to be thinking about. Do not think I'm a digital company. No. Even some softwares may be raising their prices. So just pay attention, okay? Knowing that info, what do you need to adjust and by how much? All right. Number three, commit to when this is going to come into play. And make an announcement. Remember, I like doing that kind of heads up announcement. I just think it feels better versus like, by the way, you're charged in 2 weeks. And like a lot of people are paycheck to paycheck, which is sad, but that's true, right? There's a lot of people, like sometimes we cannot get somebody to pay their $49 bill, right? And they're like, is there any way I can wait for 2 weeks? Like, it's so sad that that happens, but it does. And if people are living paycheck to paycheck, I think what we can do as the small business owner is give them a heads up if we can financially afford to do that, okay? Now, that's your action item. Where is it affecting you? Know, now that you know that info, what are you going to adjust the price to? Commit to when you're announcing this and then figure it out, schedule it, all the things. We've got to make this happen. Now you might say, we're great. We don't need to raise our prices. We just did and we're okay. What I want you to do is I want you to think about when is the next time you will raise your prices. We actually have in our studios a pricing strategy where we know when and what prices will be raised. We increase something every single year, but we rotate that. Same thing in foot traffic. Right now, well-oiled operations is at $6,800. By the end of the year, I assume that price is going to be somewhere around $10,000 for the exact same program. We will continue to increase our prices. Powerhouse is at a certain price right now. We will be raising that price by the end of the year as well. So I want you to make sure you are planning for when those pricing increases are going to happen. All right. If you loved this episode, please leave a review. That would be so kind of you. And if you are not in our free Facebook group, Foot Traffic Operations, go head on over there. I am doing a live video every single week. You can jump on, ask Q&A, get some coaching. And we put some of them on the podcast, but we put them on much later. So if you want to get it in real time and not wait, because things change so fast, especially in this economy. All right. Talk to you soon. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/info session.